Bob, how do you read?
Loud and clear, 17, how do you read?
Okay, we're parked on a heading of 107. You happy with that?
Roger.
There's no level spots to park here though. You want me to some help getting off? I gotta go uphill.
I just about ended up down at the bottom of the hill.
Okay, 192, 3.8, 3.1. 8.8 and 8.0, 1.08 and 0 on the batteries. The forward motors are 220 and about 270, and the rears are all scale low and 220.
You want me to block the wheels? You got the brake on, I hope.
You betcha.
I don't know if I could lean uphill enough. I can't.
Holy smolly. Why are we on a slope?
You okay?
Yeah, let me get this thing set again.
I don't think you're gonna.
Are we on a slope?
Okay, I'm gonna stay out from between the rocks. It's a beautiful east-west split rock. It's even got a north overhang at we can work with. And let me see what it is. We're right at station 6. You wouldn't believe it.
I would. Oh man, what a slope.
And this boulder's got its own little track. Right up the hill. Cross contour. It's the chain of craters track. And it looks like it stops. Where it started. It starts in what looks to be a lighter colored linear zone. Trying to give you perspective, it's probably only about a
TV coming in.
SE. Bob, are you reading it?
Read you loud.
Bob, are you reading it?
Read you loud and clear. And we got a picture.
Oh man, I tell you, we parked on a slope. I don't know whether your TGE is going to hack it.
Okay, it'll take up
and a Bob, degree. This is a, well, you're going to have it. It's a coarsely vesicular crystalline rock. Finely crystalline. Looks like a, probably an orthocytic gabbro. Trying to see the zap bits for glass color. I don't have a good one yet.
Hey Bob, you want both the recorder and the other switch off?
Roger, both of those off and
oh man, is it hard to get around here? Bob, it looks like the glass is fairly light colored. It's not white. Well, no, it's black. It's an orthocytic gabbro rather than gabbroic and orthocyte, I think. Yeah, that's black glass in the pit.
Okay, and Dean, did you have the
light color dust?
You dusted it?
I didn't dust it yet.
Copy that.
Bob, some of the vesicles are, they're flattened. All of them are flattened. There's a strong foliation of vesicles in the rock. Most of them are flattened, and they are up to 15 or 20 centimeters in diameter and about 5 to 6 centimeters thick or wide.
Outstanding.
And there's some beautiful north overhangs all around the block. Well, on the north side of the block.
Okay, that's the best place to have north overhang, and I guess that means one of you guys might grab the SEC, the small can, before you leave the rover.
Okay, Bob, it's going to take me a while to dust, I'll tell you. Okay, hard to get around here. Let's get it straight. You want the north overhang sample in the SEC? Or the short cam?
Miracle of miracles, they don't want the short cam. I'm not sure I understand that, Jack, but they don't want the short cam here, they say. I guess they're looking for volcanics today. Jack.
Oh, they are, huh? We found those yesterday.
Well, they're open again at Station 9.
This is, now, that foliation I mentioned does not go all the way through the rock. There are variations in texture. One zone was strongly foliated. There's another. It almost looks like a large inclusion of non-vesicular rock within the vesicular rock. There may be some auto brecciation involved in the formation of this thing. It really looks mineralogically like the light-colored samples from the South Massif. But I tell you, that's only because it's light-colored, and I can't give you any more than that right now until we get a fresh surface.
110 degrees on the step, and you want the tape, the cover closed, right?
Cover open, please. Cover open. Both off.
Okay. Cover's open.
Okay, and did you get the batteries?
Oh, my gosh.
LRV battery cover's open. We didn't copy that, Dean.
Now, I didn't copy that you wanted them open. I just got 107. I was about to ask you that.
Okay, we'd like them open. And Jack, while I'm interrupting everybody how about a frame count, if convenient?
That's Jack Schmidt at the Rock.